And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Thanks for tuning in. Big Rapids coming up to see you today. Do a little tailgating. Lansing, all the Jethro Network. We appreciate you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Merle, let's pick up that conversation where we left off. Couple things that I want to know about these saddles. Is, of course, if a guy like me that doesn't have one, what's my investment to get in? And can you tell me there's got to be some ancillary products other than the saddle? We touched on the knee pads. But what does it take to get me set up to do this?
It will take about $500 to $600 to get you in a tree, to have the accessories that you need. So you need your climbing stick, your saddle. You need... There's a couple of accessories. A backpack's a real good thing to have. And most people have backpacks already that they hunt with that you can hang in the tree. You have to carry your stuff out there, and you have to do something with it. You need a bow hanger. You need your tree steps that go your platform that you're putting your feet on. And whatever else you might think you would need in – a deer blind, or what you use in a deer blind, you remember you have to hang it in a tree. So, right. You know, you have to, if you're bringing something out there with you, you know, you have to maybe some accessory hooks. But other than that, you know, $500-$600 will get you into a really good saddle and most of the really good stuff that you need for saddle hunting.
So my next question is how long can you sit in this? I'm a, you know, tree stand hunter. And you get up, you stretch every half hour, 45 minutes, and you sit back down. You know, you look around, make sure nothing's there before you do it kind of thing. But these saddles, you said there's like a platform. Is that something that if I needed to, I could stand up on and take a break or not so much?
Yeah, you can stand straight up if you'd like to. You can go in a sitting position if you'd like to. You can straddle the tree if you'd like to. So... And it all depends on the saddle that you get. That's a really good question because you can get some saddles are not near as comfortable and don't have the adjustability in them for the different angles that you need to take your pressure off of your feet. So I can typically hunt in a saddle all day. I know with experience, you know how to make that saddle in your setup comfortable based on your tree tether length and things like that. So and some of the better saddles have adjustable bridges.
And the bridge is what?
So the bridge is where it hooks into the tree tether itself. So your tree tether has a carabiner on it.
Right.
That just
Which is
hooks
a big clip.
On, right. Yeah. Big clip that hooks onto your bridge. So that bridge is then hooked into your saddle some way. But they have developed a way where that bridge where it hooks into your saddle is adjustable on a loop. So it adjusts your angle as you're hanging.
There's a lot to this.
Which is real important. Yeah. And you figure it out. I mean, it's all built in there, and it's there for you to adjust it. But you figure that out once you hunt in it a couple times, you know, how to make that more comfortable for you.
Yeah.
Depending on the angle you want to sit, if you like to sit or do you like to stand or do you don't like a three-quarter position, you can do it all. So, you know, but some saddles just aren't comfortable enough for some people. They can last about 3 hours in a saddle and that's it.
Well, know? I'm wondering, you know, if that takes a little, like a saddle on a horse. I mean, takes a little getting used to. First time on a horse makes people walk funny.
Right.
Yeah, you really need to fit it. Yeah. You need to really fit it to your situation, and they're adjustable. So,
but that's sound, you know, putting the harness up is going to be the trickier part. Going to take a little dexterity, and you have to have your lineman's rope, and I have two of them. I love them.
Yeah.
I went years without them. I don't know why, but being stupid.
So I have a question. You've got this tree in the store. So you can teach me how to use this thing before I roll out in the woods for the first time and don't do something right and fall out of it.
Oh, most like definitely.
That, right?
You know, that's most definitely. We can teach you how to do it, what the steps are, you know, in what order you need to do to go up and keep yourself tethered to the tree 100% of the time. Yeah. And that's a lot. One so thing that nice. A lot of people don't do.
Right.
You know, I feel so much more safe in a saddle rather than a tree stand, just because I'm hooked in all the time.
So
if you think about it, you're hanging from your safety line.
Well, and
is
you
what
think,
you're doing,
I, so. And I'm guilty, but I have a nice harness. You sold me a really nice vest harness, and I strap it to the tree once I get there. But when I'm going up, I'm not using that rope with a neat little bell and all that stuff. I'm kind of taking a chance, and I'm going to have to readdress that on ladders. But
and it's dangerous. I understand, but I think the other way is even more dangerous is coming down, because it's usually dark half mm-hmm. the time, right?
Correct.
And if I was hooked up top, somehow I got to move that down, but keep myself tethered. There's a little bit. I don't think it's anything to be afraid of, but there's technique.
And then right, all those right. little saplings you sheared off on down on the ground that are sticking up about a foot.
Well, that's one of the things. I mean, when you have a tree tether, you disconnected your lineman's harness while you're hunting. So what you do is you hook your lineman's harness back up, then disconnect your tree tether, and now you got a lineman's harness you're going back down on.
So that's got a permanent rope that just stays up there. Every time you go up, you just hook to that.
Correct.
Use your climber. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you could have multiple ropes and multiple trees if you want to. You could leave your rope up there.
Right.
But you don't really need to, because it's really quick to hook those up.
Yep.
So it's not much of a problem.
If you think about it, when you leave a tree at night, sometimes you don't know where you're going to be the next day, and you might not want to take it. So to have a few extras would be
that's correct.
That's a good.
That's correct. But going back to the safety thing is when you're going up and down, most tree stand accidents happen going in and out of the tree stand.
Yes, exactly.
Because that's when people disconnect.
Right.
Most of the time, they're not using a tether or a harness to go down the tree and up the tree, like Bob said, and one slip off of a tree step, getting out of your tree stand is all it takes.
My feet got wet going from the house to the car this morning because the grass was wet. We are walking in the dark. It's going to be damp and dewy.
Right.
And then you got rubber boots on metal steps, and guess what? They're slippery.
Right.
Happens every time.
You got nobody to sue but yourself.
Right. And one slip and it can be bad. So let's go. What other products? Give me two or three other products in the last couple minutes that we have that are in the store that you think that every bow hunter should have.
Well, there's some, I would say some ozone products. So for descenting, those are real important.
So it creates ozone. You put your stuff in a bag and it.
That's correct.
Nice.
Right. You can use those for your vehicle.
Yes.
A lot of people carry their things in their vehicle, throw their clothes or what have you in the back seat of their truck, and your truck smells like dog and everything else.
What
and
a
you
great
know,
idea.
You can use that ozone unit to descent your clothes in a bag, put it in your truck, let it run, descent your truck. So they're a real handy item, and we have one that you can hang in the tree. So it blows ozone while you're in the tree.
Does it work?
And it covers. Yes, it
Have
does.
Have you tried it?
It does.
And
I've been using ozone for probably 15 years.
No
See,
kidding.
Bob, though, but wow. I heard brisket smoke. The deer really like that. Yeah. This is the grilling guy, right?
right.
No, they are thinking, that smells vaguely familiar, and it's scaring the deer turds out of me.
Kin. That smells like smoked kin. So anyway, so the ozone, what else?
Ozone and a good headlamp. We were just talking about that. Good headlamps are really good to have going up and down the trees.
And a spare.
I've been having spare batteries.
Yep.
I've run out of batteries plenty of times.
But don't they charge with a USB now?
Well, you can get, we have rechargeables and we have that run on AAAs generally is what they do because they're so lightweight.
Well, you've got the big one like Randy got from you. I think he stole it from you during
I did.
I would also recommend when you're doing a headlamp, if you don't want to spook game, that you get one that is green, red, and white. You need the white to really track deer, but you don't want to walk in and out of your stand with the white light because it will spook game. You need to use red or green. Yep. So
interesting.
And the red and green are handy in case you're doing any other type of maneuvers, when society breaks down, you might want to stay visible.
Right. All right. On that note, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grill. Merle, where can they find you?
We are on 68th Street, right by 131, right off 68th Street exit.
Grand Rapids. Yep.
Grand Rapids.
And you know what? You guys, take an opportunity to go there. The selection is like nowhere else in town.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. And if you are going hunting next week, get up there safe, get down safer, and we'll talk with you then.
Yeah. See you.